Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly. Thank you for coming to our teepee.
Yes. Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the seance. Now,
White Squall has come to us.
We want you to get in, you know, men shirtless and women in very revealing outfits, and we're just going to dance around a little bit.
I have a comment on that later.
And then we're going to dance around, grab some spears.
Someone has to be playing a fucking...
A guy has to be playing some,
xylophone?
Some bongo drums and a xylophone. Make it sound like an Acme cartoon up in here. And then... While all the women dance around and the men get put on these pillars and have fire lit all around them, and then
they get stabbed.
You know, after a million years, the women finally grab spears and stab the men. Now, our seance is a very important one. We're trying to resurrect demons.
No.
We're doing witch shit, Alex.
The demons are already here.
We're doing witch shit.
The demons are already here, and they've been here for half a year.
Have they?
Yes. Ever since we started this.
Are we the demons? Or the movie's the demons? You gotta ask yourself these important questions.
All of the above.
Who are the demons here?
All of the above. That's how this movie should have ended.
Now...
I wonder who the real witches are.
Now, I don't know if I'm mistaken, but when I hear a movie title like Blood Orgy of the She-Devils, which is what we watched tonight, from 1973, I think to myself, now what would a movie called Blood Orgy of the She-Devils have in it?
It might have blood and an orgy.
You'd think it would at least have something of a sexual manner.
Oh.
And copious amounts of blood.
Well, no. You get neither of those.
No. Because we were straight played.
Yes.
Because Ted V. Mickles, this madman...
gives no fucks.
He did not want to direct a story.
No.
A movie about any sort of story.
No.
He just wanted to direct a movie where a bunch of people overact and do witch shit.
And God bless him.
No.
Yes.
There is no God here.
No,
this
yes,
is about
there is.
Demons.
God is real, and his name is Ted V. Mickles.
So, again, I ask you, where's the blood? I mean, I wasn't expecting an orgy.
The blood is inside you.
But, like, you think blood orgy, and that's, like, a lot of blood.
You weren't expecting an orgy?
Well, not really. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to expect with these movies anymore.
You should have expected an orgy.
I don't know what to expect with these movies
anymore.
I
mean, it starts with women scantily clad. You're probably at first like, oh, fuck. They're not wasting their time, but no.
No, they did waste your time. If you sit through all hour and 18 minutes of this movie, that's all they do is waste your goddamn time because there's no substance here. We can explain the plot in literally, like, 2 minutes. But we'll go through the movie.
You learn so much.
I mean, we'll go through the movie, but...
But you learn so much.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Just,
you literally... You go... Go learn about the witch trials.
Well, psychometrizing.
I mean, that's not a real thing.
It is now.
That is not a real
thing. Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I can do it.
They made it up.
I can do it.
Just touch things and feel
sizes. I'll touch this beer can, and I know that it's, like, 2 months old. And it's been in my hand.
Oh.
It comes from Mexico.
It's vibrating. It's telling me something.
It's telling you it came from... Someone sent that from Mexico to you for this.
It's telling me it's delicious.
It
and
made
that
it,
I need it to get through these... these
it traveled miles to make it to this moment.
Just so I could enjoy it while horrendously watching a movie.
Psychometrizing.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
You know what? You're right.
It
we
is.
Just read what that can does.
Why the fuck would you doubt this movie's accuracy?
You know what? Never mind. You're right. This is the best movie ever.
It is.
You know what? It's so good that I want to explain the entire... I want to describe the entire thing to you.
You want a meme? This came out in the same year as The Exorcist.
Yeah. This is miles better.
Oh, yeah. It's way more...
So much better.
Well, this might as well be a documentary. So.
Exorcist used to be my favorite horror movie. Not anymore. Blood Orgy of the She-Devils wins.
Well, the thing is that Exorcist just too normie.
I mean...
It's pleb.
It's too pleb. It has a plot.
Yes. Plots are for squares. This is pure Kino. Okay?
We hit the fucking jackpot on this one.
This is pure Kino. Fuck plots. Fuck motivations. Fuck all that shit.
Nah, fuck it. You know what?
Things happen.
Just watch a bunch of witches do some evil shit, and then watch four old fucking professor dudes... Like, save no one.
This movie's so Kino that I'm not even salty about the complete lack of blood or orgies.
Or a complete lack of plot or ending. Or
anything.
There's a complete lack of anything in this movie. Except for...
Fucking Wonder Woman was more goddamn titillating than this nonsense. And that had brain sex.
Yeah. Whereas, at least that had some sort of, like,
this did have brain sex. With my brain. Except it was not good. It was hard and rough. I did not like...
They didn't even spit on it before they put it in.
No, they just went. And then when they're done, they just threw me away. Like a used fucking rag.
That's
how I feel.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. You wasted...
You wasted an hour and 18 minutes of my goddamn time. Alright,
well, you gotta keep coming back for it, Will. You want that again.
Oh, man. Okay, I guess we have... let's get into it after, like, almost, like, 7 minutes of just shitting on this movie. We loved it, by the way.
Well, if you want me to be completely blunt, I didn't despise this thing.
I didn't despise it. I was just really...
Despite everything I'm gonna say, I did not despise this, because...
Now, we've watched worse.
Oh, yeah, we've watched much worse.
I'm thankful that it wasn't that bad.
We did not have to check the time. There was only a couple sections of it where I was getting genuinely, like, restless and annoyed, and that's the ending.
See, I was kind of bored and restless the entire movie. Like, I was really bored with this one.
Nah. Will.
It's boring.
Bugs.
Annoyed to death. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I stepped on him.
So, like we said, you get an opening with the fucking eyes and a flame and some hypnotizing swirl while the credits roll. And some weird ass just... music. And then we get a seance where this woman and...
She goes in.
Man, for a bad actress, she goes fucking hard.
Know what this is? This is a well-roasted ham.
She goes hard. She, like...
This is a very well-roasted ham.
She overacted the shit out of this movie. Like...
This is a Thanksgiving ham.
Like, like, you see actors in movies that, like, are way too into their roles. And I think she, like, maybe legitimately thought she was, like, which
someone had to.
I know, right?
Someone in this
movie. To
make
this a little believable.
Had to give a shit. Everyone else talks like they're in the fucking, like, instructional video.
Well, at least she...
Fucking... Back in medieval days, the witches were... They were burned alive. And their kids were often tainted by the blood.
Well...
And then you get her and she just... Come to me!
I'm surprised you didn't say, like, you petulous... like, just like...
We did not get any of that, no.
No. I wish, but...
She's doing a seance.
She's doing a seance. They...
Saying this bullshit and...
They have this guy, like harnessed down to this podium. Mm-hmm. And he's bleeding out the side.
For some reason.
And the girls start to dance and do stupid dances. It looks like
Kumbaya
they just...
Shit.
They just kind of just, like, made him... They're just like,
they made
okay,
it up. It's improv.
Just do, like, in a bad interpretive dance.
Yes.
Of what a seance would be.
Yes.
And there you go.
There you go.
Just flail your arms around like you just don't care. move your hips a little bit, maybe, like, you know, really get into it. And that's pretty much, you probably dance better than they did, actually.
To be fair, the one time they move their hips is when, conveniently, their hips are right in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Very conveniently placed.
Oh, and they're in skimpy outfits, too, so.
Yes, and I can guarantee you whoever made these outfits is very proud of themselves. However, again, there's no blood, there's no orgies. This doesn't count as an orgy.
So they all grab spears and they stab the guy in the... That's going to be a quick description. I don't even know. We just, like, scene by scene. So they stab him, and then the next scene, she's showing a girl. Like, the new girl has come.
Yes.
She's getting dropped off, and she's like, I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah.
And, like, goes into the house. And this woman
from earlier
that was doing the seance is showing her around and showing how she shows women their future or like their past lives.
Something.
Like,
she's just basically like full on telling her everything.
Yeah, just blatantly.
And immediately, I'm fucking confused.
There's no context.
Oh, who needs context?
But there's no context in any of this movie.
Yeah.
So
she takes her. She sits her down in front of a mirror and just tells her to, like, fucking stare in it until some shit happens. I don't know.
So nothing happens. And then this is the moment I thought there was going to be a plot. I'm like, okay, we've waited long enough. There's going to be a plot.
Excuse you.
This is a subplot, but
fuck
it's not
that
a
shit.
Plot.
This
so,
is the greatest subplot in the history of subplots.
So, well, just how they die is great, but...
Oh, it's fantastic.
So two guys walk in. And they start talking to the witch lady, and they're like, "We need this."
Mention, during the seance, there is one black guy
playing the drums. Yeah,
for some reason.
I don't know.
Because why not?
Well, I mean, it's good to diversify, but
yeah, but did they have to give him the most stereotypical?
Yeah,
he's playing bongo drums.
It's the 70s,
and he's dressed like a tribal.
It's the 70s. Unfortunately, yes, they had to give him the
more
stereotypical.
Well, there's more to that.
Yeah,
but even by the standards of 1973, this is hilarious.
Yeah,
this is fucking hilarious.
But don't worry, the racism doesn't stop there.
This is glorious.
Oh, we get the okay. I'll save my excitement for that scene.
Please do.
So we get these two guys saying how they don't believe in black magic and like they want her to convince them that it's real.
He's holding a wine glass.
So they start having wine and he's holding a wine glass and she like holds her hand out and she's like, "Look at your glass," and then like he's like, "Oh!" And then like it doesn't shatter, but like it off screen shatters and then it shows it in his hand
and
he has
bleeding.
A little blood on his hand. Like, she shattered the wine glass.
Yes.
And then they believe her, so they want her to assassinate this, like, political guy. Does it ever explain why?
Nope. He is,
He's just, like, a prominent, like...
He's ambassador to Rhodesia.
He's, like, a really popular ambassador, apparently.
And they hate him for some reason.
So they want her to kill him with black magic and make sure that no one... knows about it.
Yeah, and he's like, "I'll pay you 40,000 rupees," and she's like, "No, I want double that. I want 30,000 hard, hold on, 30,000 in hard United States currency."
Does she say cold hard, or
no,
does she say hard?
Just hard. Cold hard would be way too much of a fucking joke. Cold hard dollars. No.
I want cold hard American currency.
No, just hard. Not cold. So
sorry.
It's fine if it's warm, Will.
Hard.
But it has to be hard. It can't be soft currently.
It has to be hard.
None of that soft shit.
Nah, it's blood orgy. There can't be any soft currency.
No.
It has to be hard currency.
Mm-hmm.
And an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying? No soft currency. Only hard currency in an orgy. Get it?
Yeah. Will. I've never been softer. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
I think it retracted. It's like my...
I retracted back into the womb. That's where I retracted to when I was watching this movie.
It was such a punch in the dick.
It was such a disappointment.
You got sucked back into the womb.
The ending is such a disappointment that I wanted to erase myself from the planet. okay?
You wanted to go into your past life and yes. end it.
So, success to that. Because the movie's about past life, so you know what? Kudos to them. Joke's on me.
Oh, man. So, she... Is the next scene when she kills the politician? Or does it... No, it shows the girl getting back with the guy, and they're talking, and...
No, it shows,
Or is this the seance?
It shows a past life of someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The girl's looking into the crystal ball, and she...
One of the... She sees... Yeah, she's one of the random girls from earlier, part of the fucking, I don't know, the witch gang, whatever the fuck you want to call them, and she's looking at a crystal ball, and she sees, like, she's, like, at home, and some guy just comes in, and it's, like, her boyfriend or something, and he just starts choking her.
Just for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they didn't fight, they didn't, nothing happened beforehand.
No.
He just comes in and starts choking her.
Yeah.
And just die, die, die.
Yeah. Did she kill him?
What?
Or am I...
Did no. She kills the... Remember, she kills the two guys that hired...
No, but in the flashback, did she just die?
The girl died because it was her past life.
But...
She doesn't kill him. I don't know why they even showed that.
Okay, I just want to say the past life looks like yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
But the girl...
I call cock-a-dookie
yeah.
on that. But whatever.
She starts, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And, like... The woman, like...
Comforts her
and calms her down. And then we get the girl getting back in the car with her boyfriend.
Yes.
And they're both supposedly students, but they look way too old to be students.
Well, then we get a scene where they're, like, on a fucking, like, blanket in a park.
Oh, that's right. So they get back in and they're like, I'm gonna talk to this professor guy. Like, he knows a lot about witchcraft.
Well, they're just, like, talking about her and, like, oh, I want you to come to the seance. Like, I guess the woman believes that she's for real, but he's a skeptic.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe her. And then, oh, I forgot to mention one of my favorite lines was the guy hiring the witch to kill the guy. He said that he doesn't believe in anything. He's a hard agnostic or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a non-believer, a hard agnostic.
I'm like, don't you... You mean atheist? Like...
No.
If you don't believe in anything, you're a goddamn atheist.
No, he's very...
Like, agnostic, you at least believe in something, or the possibility that there could be something.
Well, you're on the fence.
Yeah.
But no, he's...
If you don't believe in anything, you're an atheist.
Apparently not.
Atheism still was a thing in the 70s.
No, Will. Atheism wasn't a thing until I was born.
But anyway, sorry. I digress. That was just... I just forgot about that line, so I wanted to talk about it. But,
Well.
So then,
would this movie make someone an atheist?
Might make me an atheist.
Well, joke's on them.
Well, yeah. I know. It's true. Preaching to the choir here. But, anyway. So, does it show the seance next, or does it show her murdering the guy?
The seance.
Okay.
They are sitting down in this room.
I have to prepare myself for talking about the seance.
There are a bunch of women and, like, a couple dudes, I guess, like, you know.
Like, couples,
same
kind
thing,
of, yeah.
You know, they drag their boyfriend to this
seance. And someone says that she's going to be possessed by a Native American spirit named...
Tamawaka? Hold on.
Taco something.
I wrote it down.
Like, Takawama?
Takawama.
Takawama.
And a past life called Jessica.
Like her past great uncle, aunt?
I don't...
Who was also a witch?
Fucking no.
I don't know either.
Apparently Takawama was also a witch. I don't know. So she, like, gets into it. She just fucking screams.
She screams really loudly.
And then...
Like, a couple of times you heard, like, the microphones almost, like...
Yeah,
you know,
like it can't
like,
do it.
Stuttering.
Can't keep up. And
so she becomes Takawama, and oh man.
You will come to my teepee tonight, oh white squaw.
Young squaw, you.
White squaw.
White Squaw, you travel across Big River to Island of...
Waitipi.
Of Waitipi.
Yeah. Like, and then we're just like, oh my fucking God.
Holy shit, they actually went there.
Oh, they keep going there. Because, like, one, she's, like, talking to these women and telling them, like, what's going to happen to them or some shit. And one of them's like, you go across big water in shiny bird. And she's like, yes, I'm flying to Hawaii. And she's like, you no go.
You no go.
Or you die.
You die in big water. Big water, no.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You don't go cross big water, you no die.
It's fucking ridiculous. And the woman's just like, thank you, Takawana.
Yes, like, not like, oh, that's really, wow. No.
They all talk like that, like,
thank you, Takawana.
Thank you, Takawana. Like, oh, thank you. Like,
this is just a normal fucking thing for them. Like, some old lady is just talking in a stereotypically, like, native, like, you know.
It's what, wonderful.
It's just a stupid, stereotypical. It's
fucking hilarious.
Native American.
They fucking went there.
Yeah.
They went there. And then she gets to the boyfriend, and he's like, he tells her something, and she's like, you lie about your reason for coming here. And then she freaks the fuck out, screams again, and turns into Jessica.
And then goes to a different person.
And Jessica's like, it's like, if you ever watch those dumb fucking, like, television psychics, where they're like, oh yes, I sense in you that you have a worry, and then they're like, yes, yes, my mother. It's like, yes, your mother. She's something wrong with her. Yeah, she's dead.
It's like, she's telling you not to be sorrowful.
Don't be.
My father is, like, ill. Yes, he is, but she is saying that you need to show him love.
Yes.
Show him love.
She's like, and oh my God, thank you.
Like, it just, it's like one of those, like, stupid soap.
Yeah.
Like mid-afternoon, like, seance shows where the
tarot card shit.
I'm feeling a presence in the room.
Mm.
I need an audience member. I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of one.
Oh my God, me? I'm not. You're not paying me. Well,
no.
I'm not in on the.
I feel a presence calling from beyond. Did you have a mother?
No. Oh my God! Yes, I had a mom.
Now, you have a father. I'm sensing pain.
Yes, he is old. Oh my God!
And then she's done with Jessica.
And then she's done with the thing.
And then she's done with the seance, and then we get a weird, like, apparition of, like, the girl's mother, and she screams, and then...
And she goes away.
Goes away, and then everything's fine again.
Yeah.
For no
reason. Why?
Why anything in this movie? Now, have you sensed a story? Because I really haven't. Except for the guys that want to kill the politician, which we're getting to right now. So it's showing a party.
No. First it shows the woman.
Oh, yes. She's filling up an abnormally
large...
The
witch bitch?
Like, it looks like a brandy glass, but it's like huge. With water, but they dyed it just a little bit blue.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit blue so you can tell it's water.
It's amazing. And she's doing this, you know, blah, 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 power of... Blah, 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 blah.
A birth or bath or whatever the fuck his name is.
And then it shows a party. And it's all these people. And you see the two people who hired her and the ambassador. And they're all there. And she's doing this sermon. And then she takes the picture of him that they gave her.
A photo, yes.
And she takes the picture and dunks it in the glass. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then it cuts back to the guy at the party. He takes a sip of water and immediately starts choking. And we're
he gargles on it and then...
And we're just like, oh,
and he drowns.
My God.
He drowns to death.
He drowns to death.
And while he's dying, it keeps showing her dunking the photo in the water.
In case we forgot.
I'm like, we get it.
No,
We understand what's going on.
Will, you might have forgotten because they showed it to you like 10 seconds earlier, but you gotta remember.
Yeah, you gotta remember because it shows it like 6 goddamn more times.
You can't forget.
We won't.
You can't be like,
what's happening to him? Oh, they showed it again. I get it.
How short is your memory recall that you can't remember that?
Short enough that you would be even in the situation to watch this nonsense and be like, fair you know enough. What? I'm not going to turn this off.
Short enough that I'm probably forgetting most of this movie as we speak.
Probably. I also know that... So this happens, and it...
So the two guys that hired her are talking later, and they're like, oh, well, if she can do that, she's definitely going to come after us, too. Like,
much power is too much for one person.
Just out of the blue. Like, yeah. They didn't believe her. Like they,
you fucking paid her.
You paid her all this money to kill her.
You paid her $30,000 in hard United States currency.
And now they're like, okay, we need to fucking kill this girl. And so he gets his buffoon, the fucking fatty, to go.
He puts on a pair of shades.
Yeah, like at night.
At night, like a fucking badass. And
he goes to the witch's house.
And she's looking at a fucking crystal ball.
And she sees him, like, you know.
Coming in.
Like, coming in with the gun.
Yeah. He comes in and just, first door he opens, she's there. And he immediately takes off his shades, puts them away, takes out his gun and just shoots her.
Yeah.
Nothing. Then a woman, like, runs in.
He shoots her.
He struggles with her. She scratches his face, and he, like, throws her down, shoots her, and then
shoots the one guy that was at the seance,
old guy.
Yeah.
He shoots him, and then we're just like, is she imagining this?
Nope.
And then we find out no, because then it shows all the dead bodies.
He leaves.
And then, yeah, he leaves, and it shows her, and suddenly there's, like, a green mist.
Yeah.
And then we see a cat. A black cat. And I was... It took me a couple seconds because I was still a little, like, confused as to what the fuck just happened. But she turned into a cat.
Yep.
And she goes over to where the old guy's body is.
The cat. And talks to him.
As the cat.
As the cat.
But unfortunately, it's
off screen.
It's human talk. But I so wish that we just heard... Like, meow, 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 meow. You know what? They should have done, like, meow, 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 and then have subtitles.
Yeah.
Saying, like...
That would have been perfect. Like, it's like frogs. Like, if the frogs would have answered the phone, that would have made it perfect. Ribbit. If we had fucking cats.
Because
speech.
All of these hack directors don't get it.
They don't want to make their movie too campy.
They don't want to make their movie too good.
Apparently not.
Matter of fact.
That would make it too campy.
Because all of these suggestions would make these movies infinitely more watchable, but God forbid we do that. So no.
She just tells him that he's invincible and that he can't die.
Like,
which doesn't make sense later in the film.
He just shot him twice and he fell down like he was dead.
And then he gets back up like nothing happened.
You're from Lucifer. You can't die. And then he just gets up and everything's fine.
Yep.
They go and they get blood from the dead, the girl that died.
They get her, like, because she scratched him, they get, like, the skin.
The blood from her, under her fingernails.
Yeah, they get the blood.
And then we get the couple, our main protagonist.
Playing chess with the professor guy.
With this professor guy.
And then we get just a bunch of exposition about fucking the witch trials.
He talks about,
He just talks
magic.
About... witches and magic and how, like, in the, like, medieval times they would...
Not yet, sorry. Not yet, motherfucker. Jump the gun.
I forgot.
This is the scene where he talks about white magic and black magic.
Oh, yeah, so... I didn't know this beforehand. I didn't. But did you guys know, and this guy explains it perfectly, white magic is used for good. Black magic is used for bad.
I think Star Wars ripped this movie off.
Like, think about that, man. My mind just expanded. I am now woke because now I understand the difference between white and black white and black magic. This isn't a joke, man. This is real life. Black I did not know that black magic was bad and white magic was good.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
Well. Yeah, me too. But like I said, now I'm woke. Ted V. Mickles has expanded.
Well,
Ted V. Mickles has expanded my third eye.
Well, I don't see color. I only see magic.
I only see magic.
I'm above woke.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need your colors. Fuck off. Okay. It's all the same magic to me, Will. Please. Get your fucking normie explanations out of here. White magic, black magic. Yeah. And it goes on forever. He tells them this, and he tells them about all the different kinds of magic. It doesn't matter.
It's not an important scene because nothing comes of it.
It doesn't matter because this scene is bullshit, but the scene after this is masterpiece. Because then we see her doing another seance in the same fucking room. Only problem is now there is a, like, fucking jar with
like a
lizard.
Jar with a lizard and an open flame.
Yes.
And she's, like, sewing a doll.
Yes, and,
And it kind of resembles the guy that shot her. Well, not really.
And then she, like, very gently places the doll into the jar.
And then it shows the guy, like, the two guys talking.
They're in, like, a fucking hotel room.
I don't know
again.
I don't even remember what they're talking about.
Nothing.
It's nothing important.
They don't even know. You don't even hear them talking.
And then she, like, starts gently, and then, like,
no.
Like, oh, no, sorry, she adds the bugs. That's right.
Apparently. So there's a lizard, bugs, and, like, sand in the jar. And at first, he just sits there, and you see him in the room, and he starts, like,
itching
certain
himself
parts
and kinda,
like,
of his body, yeah.
Fidgeting around. And then she takes the jar and, like, starts tipping it.
Like, gently tipping it
back
over.
Back and forth,
and, like,
back and forth.
So the sand gets everywhere. And then he like, starts rubbing his eyes, like, ah, ah!
And he starts, like, freaking the fuck out. And then, within, like, a millisecond, he jumps out of a fucking window.
She annoyed him to death.
Yes. It just shows a shot of a window, and then, I'm not joking, like, a second into it, he just, ah! And then they're in, like, a high-rise or something, so it just shows, like, his body on the fucking ground now. And the other guy's like, what the hell happened? He just, like, freaked out. She takes another voodoo doll.
Yep, she, like, puts, like, a bloody cloth on it. I think the blood from the girl or whatever.
And
she
starts poking it.
She starts, like, you shall, like, pay or something, and then stabs one arm. You shall pay! Stabs another arm.
You shall pay!
You shall pay! And then, you shall pay! And then, like, stabs his final leg. And this guy, like, guy's, like, grabbing his arm
she
and, like,
throws the doll on
and he's,
the
like,
ground.
Convulsing on the ground, shaking.
She throws the doll on the ground and steps on it.
She puts her heel on the head of the doll. And he starts, like, ah, ah, ah!
And then it shows him and he's dead and his, like, there's fucking blood coming out of every, like, goddamn orifice on his face.
She magically stomped his head in.
Well, is that your big complaint about this scene? Because I got news for you.
No.
None of this scene is, logical.
I just love how she says the same thing, but, like, with increasing amounts of, like
intensity
every single time
and
she stabs
like,
it.
We fucking get it.
It's like, okay, we get it.
No. We don't get it, apparently.
And then so he dies, and they keep, man.
Goes back to the doctor and the couple. They're talking again. This is where he tells them about the witches.
The witch trials.
And this is where you get a flashback.
With my favorite actor, motherfucking Lemmy meets Ron Jeremy.
Apparently Lemmy from Motorhead did some acting in his early days.
No, Lemmy and Ron Jeremy fused bodies for this role.
I don't know. That facial hair is pure Lemmy.
But the body screams Ron Jeremy.
And we have to see a lot of it. We see a lot of that body and other male bodies.
In modern clothing, even though it's supposed to be
a
flashback.
He's wearing
about
a fucking
medieval
belt.
Times. Yeah.
And there's, like, this woman tied up in a goddamn dungeon.
Well, not medieval times, because it's supposed to be, like, what, like...
The 18th century.
The 18th century, yeah.
This, like, around the time of the Salem Witch Trials. And there's this woman in a dungeon. They take her, and the guy comes up to her and just, like... He, like, points at, like, her shackles, and he's like...
Do it.
Do it. But he says it, like, do it. And then they quote-unquote, do it.
Starts poking her in the back.
With...
Because the guy was mentioning, like, how they would, like, use iron rods to, like, see.
So he keeps, like, stabbing her in the back, and then, he's, like, he says something. He's, like, you know, she doesn't blah, blah, blah. She's a witch.
So they start,
they next... drag her out, and you get to see all their modern clothing, like, run, Lemmy Jeremy,
yep.
Wearing a modern belt.
Yep. They're all wearing modern belts.
Yes, you can see a shiny leather belt on their modern, like, khaki pants.
Yep.
And
so
they tie her to a fucking post.
And then they, like, take her kid and, like...
Start whipping him.
Whipping the boy.
Because according to the fucking lecture we got in the movie...
We get more of a lecture after the flashback,
too. Because he tells us that, like, they thought the child was tainted because it had, like...
This is like an educational movie with a little bit of, like, witch shit thrown in.
And so they, you know, they do that, and then they light her on fire, and then we get back to our lovely...
professor just explaining more witch shit.
Mm.
And how, like...
The scene wouldn't be bad if it was in, like, a real movie.
It seems just, like, too educational. Because he's, like, very, like...
Yeah.
You know, like... They thought a lot about, like, his lines.
That, like, movie. Like, that witch burning scene, like, it'd be fine if it was in a real movie.
Right.
But no.
No, it's not.
They're wearing modern belts, and the guy looks like Ron Jeremy and Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead.
Yep.
If you don't know what he looks like, the guy from Motorhead?
He's like mutton chops that
goes into
a muscle.
He has mutton chops that turn into a massive mustache.
Yeah.
And that's him. And, like, a mullet. That's him.
Yep.
It's a joke.
So, then does it show the girl seeing her past life as a witch?
Then it shows one of the...
The girls at the, like, the witch
mansion.
Place. Yeah, the witch
she
mansion.
She sees her past life, and again, she's, like, in a church, and they're like, Lucifer, like, come out! And they're, like, you know, yelling at her, and... If you've seen the fucking Exorcist, you know. It's pointless. And... They do that, and they take her out, and they're like, stone her. And they
stone her.
They quite literally stone her, and I mean, like, they are, like, right above her, like, just throwing straight down, and then one guy grabs... Then,
yeah, my favorite.
Yes.
So he goes over to a boulder.
A big fucking rock.
Like, a big flat rock, and he picks it up. And he's, like, walking over, and you think he's gonna, like, smash it on her head.
Mm.
He literally, like, extends his arms out right above her abdomen and just lets go of the rock.
But it's important to mention that as he does this, it's, like, fading out of the scene.
Because he just plops it. He just...
So it's, like, mid-fade out. You can still see him plopping the, excuse me, rubber rock on her torso.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious.
He just lets go of it.
Casually.
Did they think the scene had already ended?
It's like, if you're trying to hide it, like, you know, you do the fade out earlier.
You'd think.
You don't do it, you don't see, because when he drops it on her torso, she barely even reacts.
It looks silly.
Probably because, like, they didn't tell her.
Right. So, then she freaks out, the girl consoles her, they talk about another seance and, like, how they're gonna...
Yeah.
Like, do all that shit.
And then we get our protagonist again in a restaurant, and this is where he mentions psychometrizing? Psychometrizing,
yes,
whatever
the
fuck?
Professor can psychometrize or whatever.
He can, if he touches an object,
he can read
the vibrations.
The seismic vibrations in it.
Yes.
And he did it to find a lost boy, and, like, he can read... Like, who's touched it and what, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's total horseshit.
And he has, like, a thing in his hand and he's, you know, doing the thing on it. Look, if this is supposed to be connected to the fucking witch, I never picked up on that, so who the fuck knows?
So, they talk about another seance, how they're gonna go to another one, and then we get another glorious dance scene.
Except this one is fucking boring.
Yeah, because they just keep dancing for like 5 minutes.
The guys, they tell the guys to take their clothes off. There's two guys there. They both look the fucking same.
Yeah,
so where it's like twins. I didn't know who the hell was who. It's
like fucking twins.
They're like, you will disrobe. And I was like, oh, are we going to actually get our dumbass blood orgy? But no.
Nope. And then
the guys take off their clothes, and then they're passed out for some reason.
Sometimes during the dancing, they pass out. I don't know how. And then the guy, like, puts the husband on a podium.
And then he puts the other one, or he's going to put him on another podium.
And then he lights a bunch of flames. Like, this is like a 6 minute scene.
It's fucking boring.
And it's boring as shit. I almost fell asleep.
All that matters is the doctor knows something's up. And he shows up with three friends.
Three professors.
And they are gonna battle the witches.
I thought it was gonna be epic.
No.
Nope.
I'll explain my allegory for
this
scene.
I was like, this is gonna be, like, they're the witch hunters. That's why he was, like, he knew so much about it. This is gonna be awesome. Because it's gonna be white magic against dark
magic.
That's
what I thought.
I was like, okay.
Maybe. I thought they were gonna be, like, all, like, you know, like, undercover witch hunters. But no, only he's the real witch hunter.
Maybe.
What, I mean,
he doesn't really save anyone, but.
Well, that's beside the point.
We'll get to that. So the seance continues, and finally, just to save us from boredom, the guy says, okay, grab the spears.
Yeah.
And they all get around the guy. And I thought, like, the witch hunters
mm-hmm.
were going to, like, save this guy right before they stab him. You know, like in movies when, like
yeah.
there's that final climactic moment, and, like, just before the spears brought down, the witch hunters come in and, like, just, like, fight all the witches.
No.
Because that would be cool.
You wish.
Oh, I wished.
You fucking wish.
I was so ready for that to happen.
No.
But no, they stabbed the guy.
For that, you'd have to watch a real movie.
And then, like, the three professors stand outside. One of them holds up a cross on a chain.
Slowly. Mid-sentence, the guy's explaining what they're going to do. And then he just, like, lifts. And then he just has a cross in his hand.
And then they all
he, like, lifts it up just so you can see it right on camera.
Just so you know who he is.
And then he just carries it, like, just like that.
So they see an aura around the
yeah.
house
they
while
line
the
up.
Seance is going on.
They line up.
And then they start, like holding their hands
well,
up.
The doctor has, like, fucking blue shit coming out of his hands. Like,
and
it's
they,
a goddamn
they're
wizard.
Disrupting the seance, but it's weird. Cause I didn't get this part, because all the women start freaking out and just start stabbing each other with, like, spears.
The room starts, like, shaking and everything starts falling and everyone freaks out, like the women all start stabbing everyone and each other, and
they're all dead.
The scene ends, the guys come in, everyone's dead,
and they're like looking around, and they like
he's like, I don't see the main woman.
And then you hear like
eep, 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 yeah.
and then like they look at something off screen.
The guy takes a spear and stabs a rubber bat on a fishing pole.
Oh yeah, because it's like floating around like it's on a string, like one string. They couldn't put it on both wings. It's one.
That costs too much money.
And then they just like gently stab it.
And then they go to a fucking fire pit, and the guy's like, throw the bat in there. And then they throw it in there, and there's like this blue aura coming out of it. And then the doctor says, "Well, so be it." The end.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
The end. No plot. No nothing. We don't get nothing. No final climactic epic battle. Nothing.
You know what this movie is? I explained it after the movie ended. This is like going on a date with a really beautiful woman.
Or a beautiful man.
Yes.
Whoever you are.
Either one.
Yeah.
Someone you really like. You go on a date with them. Everything is going good. Like, this is just describing the ending. I'm not implying that this movie is a beautiful person. Fuck that shit.
No.
But, for the sake of the ending...
This is the feeling you got
yes.
in the ending, yeah.
You go on a date with them. You have a nice dinner. You go to their house. And you think, it's finally gonna happen. And then they just look at you and they say, I'm sorry, I'm tired.
Or...
That's that, this movie's
or
ending.
Or that was really great. We should be friends.
Or they just dead fish you. Man or woman.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, the guy goes soft. I don't fucking know. Like
the guy goes soft, or the woman, yeah, like is just not what you expected. Yeah,
like that's this movie's ending. Because you think like you set
it's a limp dick
all this nonsense up, and you don't even go full madman.
This like it doesn't even like set you up. It doesn't get you like excited about anything, and then it just limp dicks you.
I wanted a scene where the doctor and the witch woman are having a duel.
I wanted that, like a magic duel. Like that'd be so cool.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna mention a movie that's a fucking masterpiece. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
The scene with the, you know, the two guys having like the fucking wizard duel.
Yeah, with the thumbs.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. Something like that where they're just like, you know, doing the hands at each other, and there's like, you know, let's say like the doctor has like the blue glow and then she has a red glow. And it's like,
you know, you don't know who's gonna win for a second.
Like something crazy. But no.
Nope. Limp dick.
You get nothing.
So final thoughts?
Try harder. All of you. Try harder in your life, please.
Like
I didn't hate it, but it's just, like, it's stupid.
See, my final thought is, like, I just thought it was boring. Like, you kept thinking something was going to happen.
No.
And then it never did. And then finally, when they're like, okay, this is the climactic scene. Mm. Something's going to... Okay, no, nothing happened. They all
you
died.
You see the same thing you saw in the
professors
beginning.
Didn't do jack shit. They just, I guess they prevented demons from coming out or something. I have no idea.
Well, I guess they did kill the woman.
We got limp dick scenes, racism, you know, everything is, it's not the worst movie we've watched. It's just boring and very, like, unappealing to me. Like, this movie is very unappealing. Like, if I was watching this, I'd be like, okay, when's something gonna happen?
Never.
Like, if you're building up all this witch shit, something should happen.
No.
Not just voodoo.
Something does happen.
Not just voodoo.
Something does happen. Three people die.
Yeah. And that's it. And then a bunch of women and they just stab each other over nothing, I guess. And a woman turns into a bat and a cat. The bat and the cat.
Meow, meow, meow. If only.
I wish.
Yeah, if they had her talking when she was a cat, why didn't she like insult them when she was a fucking bat?
I don't know.
She should have been like, "Yeah, fuck you."
She had no final words either.
She should have.
They just killed her, and it was like easy. She didn't turn back into like a witch and like, you know, zap them or anything. She just kind of accepted her fate and died as a bat. That's
all she wanted.
I don't know. That makes no goddamn sense.
Does anything?
And how is the guy, her helper dead? She said he was invincible.
Apparently not.
Because he can just get stabbed by a woman?
One of the women
stabbed
him.
During a seance?
And he's dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Apparently he's not invincible.
Apparently not. Not at all.
No. He's very fucking... I don't know.
This movie is just... It's lame. It's a limp... Again, I'll describe it. Just a limp dick. It's lame. It's just... meh. There's nothing there. There's no substance.
There's no blood orgy.
There's no blood orgy, and there's no she-devils. There's just witches. They're not she-devils. I guess you could argue the main girl's the she-devil, but... none of the other ones are. They're just there for the ride.
They just want to dance.
Yeah.
They just joined up because they want
to
dance.
They want to dance and talk to a... racist version of a Native American.
Or you come to my teepee.
You go across big water. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous and lame. Like, I've never been so bored at a bad movie. Because some of them are so bad they're entertaining.
No, you've been much more bored. I know you have. We've seen them.
It's just, I don't know. I wanted something more.
No. You get nothing more.
No, nothing. No plot. No, nothing.
Who needs...
And we have more Ted V. Mickles on the way.
We have one more. It is higher rated.
Well, Ted V. Mickles, if you guys forgot, made the Body Shop. No, sorry. No, Corpse Grinders.
body shot.
Sorry, not the body
shot. If that director made another movie, I'd kill myself.
No, yeah. So he made Corpse Grinders, which actually...
The cat food.
Which actually was my favorite film of 1971. From that year, yeah. So I don't know what happened.
Well, we'll find out. Because
that one was ridiculous, and it actually went there, and it was great. We'll
find out.
With the painted on teeth. It was awesome. I don't know what the hell happened here, but we'll see in his next film.
Well, it is higher. The next film is higher rated than this.
Well, we'll have to see how Ted V. Mickles. So, yeah. You know, another. It's a Ted V. Mickles double feature. on.
They mostly come out. The man cranked out two movies in 1 year.
Now
in different genres.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man. Now I have to say something, kind of a update. We're not going to be able to record on Sunday. I'm actually moving places, and we're actually moving into like a new kind of studio thing. So yeah, we'll be able to record better there, and you know everything's going to be a lot better. So we'll slowly start building this podcast into what we really want it to be. I mean, it's good going so far, but. We want it to be a lot better, too, so.
But yeah, we'll be back Thursday.
We'll be back Thursday with another Ted V. Mickles coming at you. This time, Ted V. Mickles does action.
Action.
We've seen two horror movies. Let's see how he does with action.
Do you think there's going to be lots of skimpy women?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Is it going to be like Wonder Woman?
You know what there won't be, though? Him directing himself into his own movie so he can make out with beautiful women.
Yes. Some at least he has some
he has shame. Some shame.
Some self-awareness.
Yes. Not much, but some.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he does cameo in these.
He probably does. But I'd take a cameo over some fuck just directing himself into a movie.
That's beyond a cameo.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you guys all Thursday for They Mostly Come Out at Night. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you guys then.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.